Excuse me, ma'am. Is this where I hear the beautiful music? Yes? You've never seen a shepherd before? You think I need a haircut? That took me back. It took me back a number of years to some of the most beautiful music that human ears ever heard. I was there. I heard you singing about the angels. I was there. And the baby? I was there. Oh, I get the same reaction everywhere I go. Sure you were. Eleazar is the name. Occupation? Shepherd. Education? None. Social standing? None. Credibility? None. Religious standing? Well, if you ask the priest, they'll say none. But I want to tell you. I want to tell you what happened. We were outside the city of David. You've heard of the fields of Boaz, have you not? The fields of Boaz? Well, Boaz was a compassionate man in his day for the poor, and the same is true today. They always allowed us to have our sheep out in the fields. Sometimes the other people didn't like it too much. They say we don't observe the Sabbath. Sheep are sheep. They don't take a rest on the Sabbath. You do what you have to do. But we were there. We had been there for a number of nights. One thing about shepherds is we know the stars. We had been looking at the sky, and there was one star. One star that we had noticed for weeks. It seemed that every night it was brighter and brighter. And on this night, I said, look at this star. I've never seen it so bright. And a little later, when everyone was settled down, we were surrounded by this great light. It was overpowering, and we had to shield our eyes. And then we heard this voice, this powerful voice. Fear not. I bring you good news. For everyone, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly I looked, and there were other lights, but we were not afraid. It was, I don't know how to describe it, but there was a sense of shalom. There was a sense of peace. And we heard the most beautiful music. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, shalom. For all people. Just like that, it was over. And My other shepherd said, well, let's go. I said, where are we going? They said, you heard the angel? I said, yes, I heard the angel. And they said, there'll be a sign. And I said, I didn't hear anything about a sign. And they said, oh, yes. They said that we will find the babe and be wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And I said, get out of here. You don't put a baby in a manger. So we took off all the way to Bethlehem, which wasn't really as far as you're thinking. But when we got there, somehow we went exactly to the place. And there was, it was in this cave, and we went in, and there was a young girl. She had just given birth, and there was a man, and in the manger, there was this little baby. People ask me, what do you remember most about that night? What was the best thing about it? Was it the angel singing? Was it the baby in the manger? And I said, no. The best thing about that night was that of all the people on the face of the earth, out of all the rulers and the religious leaders and the powerful and the elite and the wealthy and the mighty, God selected a bunch of nobodies, a bunch of shepherds, to proclaim the most glorious news that has ever been announced. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Joy to the world! The Lord has come. Stand up and sing about it. How about that? You heard me. Stand up.